Hi.
Who's speaking?
Well, what
was
mean?
I just
Who's
speaking with you?
I hope you are.
Was I just speaking with you?
You called me.
You're the interviewer.
I hope I am.
Okay, you're not George.
I better be.
You're George?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, hi, I'm Sharon in Montreal.
Hi, Sharon. Why are you so shocked that it's me?
Because you don't sound the same.
What do you mean I don't sound the same?
Slightly, but it's not the George I've been listening to all
these. But you're listening to me now,
right?
On the telephone,
right?
Where everyone else gets to hear me on the radio,
right?
So as soon as you're done with the call, you'll go back to your radio, and I'll sound the same again,
right?
But actually, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, Sharon. Can I?
Sure.
Before you tell me your weird story.
Okay.
There are two Georges.
There are, of course. You're not George Norrie.
One does the show.
Right.
The other talks to callers that we don't put on the air.
Me.
So that would be you.
Okay, how come?
Well, I want to hear your story first.
Okay.
And then if it's good, I'll put you with George.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Fair.
Okay, you may have to repeat it again.
Okay.
Okay, so let's tell me it, and if I really like it, there'll be a little pause, and then George will pick up.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
At 4 years old, I started to have visitations into my room. It looked like someone was kneeling up. I was laying in my bed, my head on my pillow. I was about four and a half, and I thought there was this person beside me staring right into my face. I used to think that my dad was dead, so I thought it was my dad watching over me from heaven, because this is what my mother told me, that daddy was gone to heaven, blah, blah. Okay, moving along, I saw this periodically, off and on, over the years, and I never told anyone about it. And then when I was around 11 or 12, I woke up, and my nose felt funny, and I said to my mother, I feel like I have a rock in my nose. She examined me. She said, well, if it bothers you, tell me about it tomorrow or later on. And it was always there, and it stayed. And never anymore, except that I pressed there, it would hurt. So this meant nothing to me at the time. I just didn't bother to press. If it hurts, don't press it. So I didn't press it. It didn't hurt. Then when I was, I'm nervous now.
Well, don't be nervous with me. Be nervous with George if you get that far.
You got me. Okay. Well, anyway, I didn't know anything about what it could possibly be. And when I was 22, I gave birth to my first child, and it didn't go so well, so they told me I couldn't have any more children. Wow. When I was 36, I got pregnant again. They said I could not carry the baby to term. They arranged for a spontaneous abortion for a fetus. I was in there at 7 o'clock in the evening. The doctor said, fine, you come in tomorrow morning. We're going to do the curettage. Fine. I went in. There was no baby there.
There was no baby there?
There was no baby. And I have documented proof from the gynecologist and the doctor himself the next day and the nurses. They couldn't understand. They said, well, there was a baby there at 7 p.m. last night.
Do you think this baby was taken?
My I knew nothing about aliens. It never crossed my mind. My husband knew a lot more about it, and he thought it was phenomenal that this had happened because where did the baby go?
Sharon, I like this story. You want to put it on Coast to Coast?
You like it, but I'm scared.
Well, I know. Do you want to talk to George?
Yes, I do. What makes
All right. Sharon, you there?
Yes, I am here. And that really happened to me.
All right. Well, hold on. George will come on in just a few seconds and then just go right into your story with him. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
Let's go to our weird hotline. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there. What's your name?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What's your story?
Who's this?
This is George.
George Norrie?
Yes.
Oh, because I just had another George. Hi, I'm in Montreal. I listen to your show all the time. Uh-huh. I've never told this story to anyone, but if I'm going to tell someone, I think it should be you.
Well, thank you. What is it?
Well, it started happening at about age 4 and a half. My dad had died. My mom told me my dad was in heaven watching over my brother and I. Fine. I used to get, in the middle of the night, something would rouse me. I'd wake up, and there beside my bed would be a little figure. And it looked to me like it could be a man leaning on my bed, and his face was almost face to mine, only he was upright and I'm laying on my pillow. It was about less than 10 inches away, and I thought, Daddy's watching over me. This must be Daddy. But I was afraid to tell anybody because I didn't know what it was. And so time passed on. I was about 11 years old. I had the same sensation, only this time I told my mother, there's something that comes at nighttime beside the bed. She said, well, sleep in my bed with me, Sharon. And I did. She said, now, if anything happens, you have a dream or anything, wake me. And I did. I woke. I said, Mommy, it's there now. And by the time we turned back to my side of the bed, to where the figure had been standing, this little figure, it was gone. Anyway, a few days later, I started complaining to my mother, I recall, and I was about 11 or 12. There's something in my nose, Ma. It feels like I got a rock in my nose, a little rock right here on the side of your nostril. And she looked inside and she says, no, sweetheart, but if it continues to bother you, you tell me, we'll go see the doctor. Well, I found quickly that if I didn't touch there, it didn't bother me, but it really felt like a little tiny pebble or a tiny something inside there.
Like an implant.
I didn't know at the time anything about aliens until I started listening to you. And my husband told me to call you tonight, because I won't tell anybody here about it. Anyway, time went by. I had a baby at age 22. She was born premature, but other than that, she was very healthy, grew up to be a fine school teacher.
All right, well, that's good.
But then I got pregnant again, against doctor's orders. It was just an accident. I got pregnant at age 34. Doctor said, you will not carry this baby to term. We are going to have to do a spontaneous abortion, take the baby now. And it was a pretty upsetting trauma for my husband and I.
I don't blame you. Of course it would be.
Oh, yeah. It was shocking. But anyway, after many tears were shed, I went to see the doctor. I said, okay, we're going to go through with it. And this was 7 o'clock at night. We had the preliminary exams. I was going to the operating room the next morning at 7:30, where I was the next morning at 7:30. With the surgeon and his assistant practitioner and two nurses, and there was no baby to be taken.
Where'd it go?
We don't know. I have documented proof of all this. My husband made me get it because he wants to know where the baby went. It was there 7 p.m. the night before, 7 a.m. the next morning after not eating all night, having a normal night in a clinic, the next morning to wake up, go in the room, and nothing.
You know, and what we hear sometimes too, Sharon, is eventually once the child, if it happened in your case, is taken, that they somehow later want you to, just for a brief moment, mingle with the child later on as it gets a little older. Will that be weird for you if that happens?
Well, I suppose it'd be quite surprising, quite shocking, but endearing.
All right. And my call screen is waving his hand. He wants to talk with you. So hold on for 1 second, all right?
Certainly.
All right. Hello, Sharon?
George, number 1A or 1B.
Now, did you tell him the story?
Yes, I did.
What did he think about it?
He said that sometimes they want me to mingle with my child someday. I don't know what that means.
Well, that means they'll probably abduct you or something.
No.
Away. Yeah, they'll meet the child, then they bring you back.
You've heard of this?
Yeah, that's possible. Okay, well, thanks, Sharon. I appreciate you being on Coast to Coast.
What do you mean?
I've got to take more calls.
Okay, sometimes they take the mother to visit with that baby?
It happens a lot based on things we hear. I mean, George could tell you that. You want to talk to him again?
Yes, I'd like to know where to get information.
I don't know if he's going to talk to you again. He just had you on the air.
Yeah, I know. Couldn't you ask him, though, where I'd look it up? Or who I could speak to, if I should. I don't know if I should even speak to anyone. It's such a peculiar story for this day and age.
Well, hold on. Let me see if I can get George for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to our weird hotline again. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, I just spoke with you. It's Sharon.
What are you doing back on the air again, Sharon?
He put me back to you because I meant to ask you, is there anyone I could talk to that's in relation to Montreal, Canada, anyone, or anything I could look up on the Internet about what you said?
Okay. Well, the best thing you should do is go to the coasttocoastam.com website. On the left-hand side, click Show Info.
Yes.
Okay, and then Guests pops up. Click that. Get a hold of Bud Hopkins,
yes.
H-O-P-K-I-N-S. He can help you.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the story, Sharon. Bye. Oh,